Shin Hey Nido, Yudkes L, Hey Toshin Membe, September 6, 1982, on Monday, continued.
Upon the fingerprints. But if it doesn't become dissolved by itself in that lukewarm water, so it's not that. We make the tefon of the loyimuchu to hear of him, so it's how we shriye. In other words, when does he have to resort to this test of shriye, the mind good shriye, only if it can be crushed and it's prepared. Suppose he tried to crush it and its parent so hard that he cannot even crush and its parent, so then he doesn't even have to resort to the test. That definitely shows that it's not done. But may from a moon, she will be okay, all this man should be she moon, she will be more in damn cloud. Ah, when they shall aim shoot with her, but he got droplets of damn. Ah, when they shall aim shoot with her, damn, this day is mayo. Because if part of it is dissolved, so that shows that that part of the process is done. So in the English is near. Merely, in what continue upon it, come Masheroa, so the Lord in Muchu Kwal, should be the Tzrich Olim, if Masheroa Hakim, the Lord said, Shari Hood, because it brought the Lord in down, that boy in the Mako shall be good, it after the issue of the age of Vesel, we shall loy, we shall swester, כמו שנסבור גם מה כל מיני עושים עם קופי זין אז זה שישך נחמאס איתה נעמוד why even if she has it as it and it's just that but if she has that kind of discharge so may or so we say צורך חיון so we need some שימפייס עם חל כוח עם שעשת את הלון so wo mi domen do leo sine kopi zayin se tem. Dos hat kini reye dam le hemi ni ta unu ma kosa bisha sesto ni ta un du mur kemi ti et leo leo aber hoche a reye me reye dam le dvoni ni reishi vi ut hafiu bisha sesto teo vi tzogich vi iu shuk mo sosi bisi barab rab leve vi zdo mi shei ni lui mire kim shi ikra tam de ili dam rak ver ye teire ki sesto et kemi it's not dam av bisha sesto dam 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 hat es hier der ram von der rasen die thema ich hat jetzt die kann man best ist der ram und der hoch ist halt am nur hier mit klar und so ja sam ja hier kann ram und die schach ist disposed to agree with the shit of the apparatus. In other words, the Amos says, that the Bishah Sheish will let him show him Bishah Svesto. But Bishah Sheish will let him Bishah Svesto, so if she had a discharge of these things, quickest, like wind, like silence, like red insect, so then, even if it's not dissolved in lukewarm water, she is still Tneya. So, why should she still be Tneya? That the rabbi is Chayu. After all, here, too, she expects. So, that's only if she sees that. And the question is, does the dam emanate from the Mako, or because she has an old cell inside, or does the dam emanate from the slave? So we say, since she has the shadow of damamere, not the certain structures like winds, like red flies and so on. But a mamish, and she expects the period, so then is attributed to the period, to menstruation. But in this case where she had a discharge of certain structures, not the mamish, so even if it's Bishas Vesto, but the Ramor she is no. Bishas Vesto, then we have the Heshish. Maybe it is. All right. It's strange, I'm always strange. But I met one of the most important people who was in the world and who was in the world. But suppose it's solid blood, so even though it does become the dark, it's also there. The issue is that it was there, so the people who was in the world. אם יחתיך את תנו, כי שיעו שמיפרס קונה דק שבדק. Only if it's a thing to But if it is nothing into, so then we apply the law in psychatakel of Leida. So then she is made up because we say since if so in other words, since there was a discharge of the Chaticho over, so Mele death involved a certain dam also. So she's there because of the dam that we did detect. But if the Chaticho is a Chaticho tam or very tiny, Kishio Shvichere, Kone Dak Shevidaki, Dak Shevidaki, so then she's there. Now the time. We call Shnayosh. We call Shnalova. She need the call of Munims. Umi Lichon is our cause of Shemot Mixon Shemar in Abolis. Shoyi Shoshi Otsun Menes Michus Lovon. We all lack a Shoah Hatsun Melchot Lebein Dimu Shoyi Sit Meyo. She there Hadam Lee Slavu Machazakit. A big human that the Bach mentions, that is mentioned Marim Abolis, that if a woman after she spent a lot of time in the Bisha Merchetz, so she had a discharge that is white, so then we say that maybe originally it was red, but because she spent time, a long time in the Bisha Merchetz, so the water changed, converted the red into white. Well, this is something of Mitzvahs, but it's not mentioned in the Morin Rishon. Udvorim Tmuimei, Sholimitzo B'Talmud, the Riposkim Remes Lezeh, the Rav Mar Barabash HaChosomolel, Shebo Udvorim Eilu Mipi Marim Agodes, Udmore Amrino Naomar Shoher, Shuhodom Olo Shalok, Vinisa Misvore Zeis, Oilima Vibuse Treyda, Udvorim Nashachon Mipom Shalok. Udmore mentions that black is originally red.
What?
If according to this chiddush by Marim Agolis, the Gemara could have mentioned the bigger chiddush. That sometimes if it's white, so originally it was red. Alright. The chiddush where we come to see that the matter of the raven is Michus law, the Michal of the Mrochs of the Ham Gibbons, and the Dover there, whom they say, the Machna Yan El Atsi, the Mir King Lachir in Kwal, King Mirlai Mizan, Uyn Himsi Mir Chomiz also, the Taz rejects that Chum. Oy din so mir kham zal khum ach. Dir shlo veyu mar yorek. Vi loben mit mir am ele. Vey gela. Suppose when the kesem is presented to the hoche, so while it's still moist, so it looks yellow, it looks white. Moyere vi dogo achinsiat. So the hoche shouldn't pass him until he looks at it after he dries up. The problem, in other words, that sometimes when the kesem originally is yellow or even white, but when it dries up, you can notice a reddish tinge. So the melee should be hasty in passing, as long as the dam is completely moist, but it should wait until it dries up. Udvorf mui din kei mazi shomu disin kufi vopi jeshin lese shetilikatsu mifni tashash mati lantike kimi shetzrich lantina che misi avei uvei lachen li das kwo lifi dvorf. Alright, I mean, you could give a teretz on the tashin. In other words, so the purpose of the tike of the tashmish is that if she doesn't find anything, so not even yellow, no dishad at all, so then she's materetz. But in the Hanami, if she finds the yellowish discharge, so then she's a zoo and she has to wait until the discharge rises up and look at it again. Alright. Yisuko shemitamu dook, shemisit leik layad, mimi braidu shom lefeirush, uyim achol, chomi lo yolach, o yolvad haitomen. Ela amrin alim lo nidayo, no ma shein o breye. So, Gemara says, suppose a kesem is brought before the Hanami. And the kesem, and that tikkun was made, let's say, a day ago, 2 days ago. So it's right. So the Chochem shouldn't say, now it looks natural, but maybe if I looked at it while it was still moist and fresh, maybe I would have noticed a reddish tinge. So Chochem shouldn't say that. It is presented to the Chochem in the dried state, and it's not reddish in any way, it doesn't have the hechish. Maybe if you looked at it while it was moist, you would have noticed the reddish state. So, but according to the Marimago, it says, So just as the Gemara said, that when the kesem is presented in a dry state, so it doesn't have the cheshish, maybe in a liquid state, it could have detected red. So the comfort should also be true, that if it is presented to the chochem in a liquid, in a moist state, there shouldn't be a cheshish. Maybe when it dries up, you'll notice red. So it should be true conversely also. The ninth line from the end of the Rebbe or Adam Balai or Tim. So Rebbe looked at the kesem at night time and he was becoming Robiyei. So then he looked at it in the morning again and he looked, let's say, not red, Vitir. So he was retired. Then he waited 1 hour, and Hintin Shoachas Chozer with him. So then he was chazir from his style in the early morning, and he was tummy again. In other words, he reverted back to his original psak at night time when he was tummy. Oma only Shemotins. Alright, let's see the Rashi. When he's chodah v'tfile, he's not going to say, look at night here in town. Then let's say it's 7 o'clock in the morning, the next morning, he looked at it and he was retired because it appeared completely yellow, or green, whatever. So he's retired at 7 o'clock in the morning. Then at 8 o'clock, he was again retired. So the more assumed, the maximum assumed, not that at 8 o'clock he looked at it again. And because of that, and this time he saw that there was a registered jury time. You know, he looked at it at 7 and he was retired, and since then he didn't look at it again. But without looking at it again, he decided to be time. Because all time look on the road, a name of Chazal. Vitim is Soba, Shemo Emesh Tobiha. The actual Kiyomish, the Shtanin Baruse, the Mashahoy Yemish, the Yu Havarach, the Kilose, Havarir Tome, the Ficho, Choza Ben Mashatia. So we more assume that it's not that they look at it again. But without looking at it again, so he was Chazir and he felt maybe the way it appeared to me in the night time, just the way it was. It was where it was. But why did it appear not red at all? Not red in any way. Not red in the way at 7 o'clock in the morning. Because it dried up, so the appearance changed. So that's why at 7 o'clock in the morning it looked not red. Because the drying up changed the identity of the cow. But maybe the impression at night time that it was reddish was the correct impression. The actual shiomish mishtanet balitze in the mashahoyo leyemesh. Vila havelachim kruoseh, havelir etomeh. ולפיכו חוזר במה שפיר. חוזר במה שפיר. So he said, שמות הוא איזה. So he said, שמות הוא איזה. במה שחוזר, ודימייס, הוי הוא מראי הוא אח שכתוב. So then, Omar, after he was written and teammate, so he said, Shemot is, because after all, I looked at it at 7 o'clock, and I found it not yet. So why should I say that it was red? After all, the first time when it appeared ready, so it was dark. So I might have not observed it well. And when there was broad daylight, I looked at it, and it appeared not red in any way. So why should I anticipate that it was red? After all, I looked at it in the morning when it broad daylight, and it seemed to be not red in any way. So the more discussion is, why can't I say Shema to this? No, what I thought. He should say what I thought, that his chazore, it was in vain, because after all, he looked at it at 7 o'clock in the morning, and he saw that it was not red in any way. So, but then later on, he had the chshoshes. But why should he have any chshoshes? So, and why should he say Shema Tuisi? He should say what I Tuisi, he should be Toya, the Gamay. Shema Tuisi, Vada Toy, Vitanya Lima Hocham, Ilo Hoyolach, Hoyobada Tom, Elomala Ilu Dino Machine of Rays. So, in other words, so the Gemore assumed in the Kashe that when Rebbe looked at it at night, he didn't have real light. But, in other words, it was dark, but there was a little bit of light. So at that time, it appeared to him Tom. Then in the morning, but he didn't have candlelight to look mannish by the candlelight. But let's say, you know, if even after sunset, and even if it's here, half an hour after sunset, so there is still some daylight, because of the reflection of the light. So he looked at the case the night before, by that moderate light. And then it appeared that it had a reddish tinge. But when he looked at it at 7 o'clock in the morning, in broad daylight, he was sure that it wasn't reddish. And then it was becoming it again. So, we should say, what I told, because why should he be chichish? After all, the first time when he had the impression that it was red, so then there was no real light. So the more I say the terror, it's not. The more I say Miko Ara Tikitome King the Holy Tsapishtani Omavale Toyra Ubelai is had the shapia King the Hose the Hodalishtane Oma Hai Tomeu Umikhut Komitah. So Rasha said, we call the Arab and the Tome, Kleima, Emesh, the Sophic Pime, and we shall be Hazi, the Arab and the Tome, then we will come and read the Boda Kurane. So then, Kim Dios, the Hodun Tzapre, the Ishtane. So in other words, he looked by the light of the candle at night. So it appeared to him red. So is the Tome. In the morning, Kim brought daylight. So he looked at it, and it appeared to him that it had no reddish tint at all. So he says, but I told you, why did it appear to him reddish the night before? The answer is, because he didn't have sufficient light. He didn't have sufficient light. He had a very faint light. So, kim dechose dehoda nishtane, so, uvalayo hudu nishchaz shaf, kim dechose dehoda nishtane ona haitomeu. So, then, uvalayo hudu nishchaz shaf. So, then he said, hoda nishtane, oi kensi. So, in other words, at 7 o'clock, so he looked at it, he saw that it was white. It wasn't red. then at 8 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, so he looked at it again and he saw it was even more white. So then he said, Chemotrinsi, not Chemotrinsi. And in other words, I made a mistake. I was Machmir, Shaloi Kidin. I was Machmir, Shaloi Kidin. In other words, I was made Shaloi. Because at night time he looked at it by poor candlelight. So he saw it appeared to him that it was wet. Then in the morning at 7 o'clock, he looked in broad daylight, so he saw that it was white, but not completely white. Then at eight, so he was retired. Then at 8 o'clock, he saw that it was completely white. In other words, there was a change from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. While at 7 o'clock it wasn't red in any way, it didn't have any much change, but it wasn't 100% white. When he looked at it at 8 o'clock, so he saw it was 100% white. So then he said, Shema Tuisi, maybe I made a mistake in being retired in the morning. In the Havana of the Mora was that when he said Shema Tuisi, so that it meant I made a mistake in being retired at 8 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock, and the Havana was that at 8 o'clock he didn't look at the castle again. But he just said, he was just retired. So, and then after that he said to Isi. So the Havani, the Makshin assumed that when Rebbe said Shema to Isi, he meant Shema to Isi will be Mitame. Now the Gemara says no. When Rebbe said Shema to Isi, he meant Shema to Isi will be Mitaya. So, Kim the Hone Rodavishtan, I told you, who lived out to come in Pachet. So, but it fades away, the redness faded away in the course of the night. We also, right, that's the Gemara. Now, so the Tav, in other words, the Tav is Masi and the Marim Magolis is Chumre. What's the Marim Magolis is Chumre? That if a Chochet is presented with the Keset that is still very moist, fresh, and it appears not to be reddish, so he shouldn't be hasty in passing his Teor. He should wait until it dries up. Why? Because maybe now, while it's very fresh, it doesn't show any reddish tinge. But when it will dry up, then you'll be able to detect the reddish tinge. That's Marima Bolesis. So the Taz is Chel. So then he mentions Chel. So he says, the Sud behave young Yom Shom, Rebbe Ho Adam Balai Yom Tinez, Ubi Yom Yitia. Him Tim Shom Achaz, Chozam Tinez. So in other words, at night time he looked at it by slight light, candlelight, and it appeared to have a reddish tinge, so it's vital. At 7 o'clock in the morning, he bought daylight when he looked at it, it whitened, so the redness faded away, but it wasn't completely white. And then he in Shoachas, he looked at it again, and he saw it completely. It became completely white. So then he says, Shema Tuisi, maybe I made a mistake at 7 o'clock and I was retired on the basis of the fact that it was substantially white. Because I see that while at 7 o'clock it was substantially white, at 8 o'clock it was completely white. Obviously there is a change in the course of the drying up. A change takes place. So in Mele, there is no raya that I made a mistake when I looked at it at night time, even though the light was very slight, but I still didn't make a mistake. Alright, so he said, Upiosh Rashi Kusalat Aitam Yim Tiris, Vakil Chosab Rou El Meil of Chosab, Vitimes, because of Hashem and Shtonu Bakshop, Shiobe Ishtan Marusi, Pio Yak, the Crossing in the Tommy, with Chosab in Mashiachia, Valzeo Marakak Shamotin Siba Meshavazat in the Macy, Holu Mariach of Toya, Valkoch Poyo the Badai Toy, because the Makshness Yom, then he said, to Shemotinisi, he meant Shemotinisi with being mitame after I was mitaya. So he said, Vadaitoi, mitame yunachor, harim yifonei yufi zero, rebe hadam devai lo kishuach, So we see that Rebbe passed on the basis of an observation at night time. And at night time, when it was presented to him for the first time, so the Kesem was completely lach. Completely lach. So why did Rebbe passed? He should have told the woman, no, wait till it dries up. And it appears from the Gemara that Rebbe was mitame. Rebbe mitame. So we see that Eli died on Mashiach brains. In other words, that the dying doesn't have to wait until it dries up. He looks at it while it's moist and it appears toya, so he passes his toya. It appears tome, he passes his tome. We see that Rebbe didn't tell the woman to wait and he gave her the psak, but at that time he gave her the psak that it's tome, because when he looked at it in the moist state, it appeared to have a reddish tinge. So he said, And the Rabbi is that Rebbe passed and he didn't tell the woman to wait. So he says, in other words, the Raya from the Taz is, because if the Marima goes is true, now, obviously, when Rebbe looked at the Kesem, the first time it was still moist, but it looked reddish. But Rebbe should have refused him to look at it. He should have told the woman, not now. Now I'm not looking at the Kesem. A few hours later, I'll look at the Kesem when it will be dry. But not now. Why did Rebbe look at it? So, after all, Rebbe didn't know whether it will look reddish or it will not look reddish. It just happened that it looked reddish. But maybe it would have looked yellowish. So how was Rebbe allowed to look at it? He should have waited until it dried up and then look at it again before he passed it. A shayla to the woman. Maybe Rebbe looked at it because he anticipated the possibility. Maybe in the moist state it will already look reddish. As it happened. But Rebbe had the intention that in case it looks yellowish the first time when he looks at it in the moist state, so then he'll tell the woman, no, wait until I'll look at it a few hours later. But it just happened that when he looked at it the first time, it already appeared reddish. So, Elohim may hear a tome in itame, so Abu Lehech Lekul has anyway, the Amin on Rebbe Roa Dam de Lailo, Mashma de Roa Yisil Ahir, is Bekidas, Malasis, Heil Itaya, Heil Itame. It's Mashma that when he looked at it, so he looked at it with the intention of Paskin, on the basis of that observation. If it's not reddish, he'll pass from Toya. If it is ready, he'll pass from Toya. We saw the Rashi Pirush on the regular timing. The Amrino Rebbe Bodach Lerameya. We saw the Reiter Leroa El Kedil Hachmira. Loma Tome Rashi Bahid Bodach Lerameya. Shibike Malise. Afu Mikule. Vichal Lehava El Hachmira. Alo Boro Shalom Afu Mikule. In Yie Nira Le Mikule. So in other words, he rejects the Chumre of the Marim Agor. And then he says, then he mentions from Kreifes. Void Rai, the synonym base, Leo, because of Atur, not for Behim or Leia, in the Stan Hamare, Achas is all contrary effect. We call what came with a law on Sluin, we had seen on Shem and Shom on the Stan, but I'm just asking the more, but the Kinum Reise, here are the Ninkere, Reise Bede, Guadin Ameoche. In other words, so there is an analogy, just as we got the Kreifes. So that what he is, that if he, that if the Mare is Nishtan, after it is cooked, So that it's written, but if you have a void, and the mare and the mare didn't change, so it's medalist, it's nothing. And we're not chesed, letting, after we boil it, letting boil it, and maybe it will change. Why? Because we're mazikin reyes, we don't have to conjure up new chesed, only if we see something. So then, we take notice of it. But to conjure up chesed, maybe if you boil it, so the mare will be mishtane, the mother of the apostle will be mishtane, that we don't have to do. So here too, if he looks at it in one state and it doesn't look reddish, we don't have to be reddish to conjure up a shoshe. Maybe when it dries up, if we are going to look at it, when it dries up, maybe it will look reddish. Because the people who come in Kavri is a cloud in the lach. I'll call a chimer and rest man the chosh to his chumbe, shall we live in Skishula. Smichus law. The word is yourself that he in the Roman Gamma, the Kimara Bay of Lobs, not to walk over Shuko with Lace in Buddha, the Ain Shahu is Kosev for the Maradis. O Yoy, the Sins Shop, in Simple Hell, we have Shaki for Sophie, the Sophie Shimutoya, Kim Shishi is for him, Shigamon is on. After the Roas of Down, the Korah said, the Mecca and Bokya Shalom, the Humi Divri Atur, Shekosa, the Lohoiso, Pesekes, Lirais, Kozman, Sheison, Hatichais, Hoyo, Bezachit, Upirish, Vesiose, Trilo, the Liposko, Lirais, Damam, Vatu, Hoche, Peo. So, the Russian of the tour is the Lohoiso, Pesekes, Lirais, Kozman, Sheison, Hatichais, Hoyo, Bezachit, Upirish, Vesiose, Trilo. So the original chat in the Torah, as the Bais Yosef points out, because on the surface, the Torah appears to imply that even the Chtiches themselves were not discharged, but they remained in the vaginal canal, and only the dam was discharged. The dam dripped out. So then it's also filled. That's how it appears from the Russian the Torah. Upirish with Joseph Trilon, the Apostle near his damage. Vahu Hoka Tego, the Talun Hadam Bichtichazis, the Hubshal Yalze. So then he mentioned the washing of the Rosh, and from the washing of the Rosh, it's Mashma that she's only Tego in the tiny pieces of the Mokia themselves are discharged, and there are drops of blood adhering to the drops of the Chtichas. I mean, to the pieces, to the chtiches, drops of blood adhering to the chtiches. But if the chtiches remain suspended in the vaginal canal, and the dam, only the dam is discharged, so then, from washing of the rosh, it's mashna, that she is tmeo. So the mele, he explains the two, and the Rav Yerucha also that way. So he says, so, Bukhla said, after God will look to him on the Mako, Han will be Mako should be thirty. I will hoke a Mako who shall be looking at snake. Efsha the Tonic. He says, he only says Efsha. The Rabbi says it the Pshitis. Efsha the Tonic. Baunke, Hosa, or Pirinj, the Atul, my Ramidan, and the Chichestanis was when the Chichestanis themselves were discharged. Not the, but if Dam was discharged, I'm coupled with Chichest. And the dam is not even adhering to the chtiches, but dripped away, it emanated from the chtiches, then she is made. El chtiches tanis was, vihikshah, so that's the vishyot. Vihikshah vidarki meikshah, ala vishyose, ma sheherch mir, vameshe hoiso ha-mako bimokir atzvei, vala yamgunu mperik atineikes, mimene sisho lima, make yeshu bimokir, shemimeno yeitzi dam. So we see that even if the Makir is in the Mokir itself, the Mokir, now, how will the Rebbe explain that? Makir is in Mokir? So in other words, the Rebbe will say it. The Rebbe will say, the Rebbe will say, Yosef, Makir is in the Mokir means, doesn't mean in the Mokir Mamish, but in the vicinity of the Mokir. Let's say in the service. in the Tzabar, in Tzabaroi, in the mouth of the uterus. That's what it means, Makir and Mokir, in the vicinity, around of the Mokir. So there is a Makir. But if the Makir is in the Mokir itself, in the uterus itself, then she is Nayo. I mean, that's how the Raya class explains. Anyway, so that's the Raya by the Ramo against the Vesiosa. But the Ramo obviously did not have the Raya Perush and Tirasveni, so that's why the Ramo doesn't mention the Raya. Al koch a pirush v'vav v'sheni mishim hoche like a v'vav v'sheni with v'siyose. So the Ramo explains it like the v'vav v'sheni with v'siyose mishim hoche kol ma shiroi afilu dam gomo, even if just dam drips down, not dam that is imminent in chatich estanus. So she is also acha shem bageshe shenofol amokem v'isachitzi hitele hadam v'isom achtichis. So in other words, what Ramo says here is coincides with what Ramo says in the Akimation. She calls him Machmas Maki. Because of the king Romo who been born with Poski, Hatam, Nifi, Sheidalko, Niris Nika. מי שני מהי ניסים קופי זיין סיפי ונקירו במקו דלעב על תיימא. Now, so the Taz is a very strong kasha against the Ramo. The Ramo himself is chilek on this, yes. And the Taz is not chilek on the Ramo's point, on this controversial point that there is a machlokes between the Bes Yosef and the Ramo. The Bes Yosef Shita is like the Raya. The Dam Makov from the Moker itself is Meyo. He's in need of more of the Raya. And the Ramo says, no. Makov, if it's the Makov even from the Moker itself, so she's there. So he's there. But he agrees with the Ramo. But he is Sikashi. The Ramo explains this thing of Isho Sheneka Moker Shalom. That's how the Shimshins did. So he stay on. So the Ramo on one hand, so the Rosh says in the name of Rabbi Shimshin that why is he stay on? Because in Derech Isho Nir is Bikachin. It's not a Derech to have the discharge of dam that way. It's not a Derech, in other words, the flow takes place in an unnatural way. But then, that's what the Poskim mentioned. The Rosh mentions the name of the relationship. And then the Ramo says, Hoyo miyadinon badai sheneka mekeiro umachmas maki. And the Ramo Shite is, the damako, even from the mokeir, is not damnido. Because damnido, by definition, according to the Ramo, means menstrual, if it's of menstrual allergy. So if it's machmas mako, so it has the same status as dam that emanates from the mokeya, because the woman has an ulcer, a bleeding ulcer, has a growth in the uterus, has a bleeding ulcer in the uterus. And it bleeds. So then according to Ramo, it's terror. Why is if a woman bleeds from the mokeya, because she has an ulcer in the mokeya. So according to Bes Yosef, she's male. According to Ramo, she's male. Why is she male? Why? Because it's an unnatural flow? Not because it's an unnatural flow. Because it's not of menstrual allergy. It's not the needle. It's the macro. So the question is that this din is mentioned by Rabbi Neshishi. And the Poskim mentioned this din in the name of Rabbi Neshishi on the basis of the fact she derech isho liris bikach. In other words, it's an unnatural flow. It's an unnatural flow. But the Ramo explains it on the basis that it's not amnido. So that's the kashe of the Taz against the Ramo. He agrees with Ramo's din that the mako, even the moker itself, is staying off. But he's chelik on the Ramo. The Ramo explains Rabbi Shimshin's din on the basis
of the fact that we assume that it's Damako. So it's that, not Amido. But the post mentioned another reason for Rabbi Shimshin's deed, because he's saying there are official lyrics because, not because it's not Amido. It is Amido. But the flow it takes place in an amateur way. In other words, like Dam or Bishikaris. So like, that's real menstrual flow, but it comes out in an unnatural way. There are Shvifers. But not that it's not Amido, it is Amido, but it comes out in an unnatural way. And the Poskim may explain Rabbi Shimshin's din on the basis that it's not Derech Rio. But according to Ramo, it's not because it's not Derech Rio, it's an unnatural flow, but because it's not Amido altogether. It's the Marco. That's the Kasha. So he says, because of all, Dimke Loma Omo Big Moral Viposki, Hatam Vishin Dalko Vivid Mikach, Maishne Mahidi Sinko Pizayan Sifei, the Kilo Bimako, Bilavatan, Vinirali. This is a very strong Kasha, again, Ramo. Vinirali Alpha Pishin, the Yofikos of Ramo. As far as this controversial point is concerned, between the Bess Yosef and the Ramo, the Bess Yosef says Damako, even though it's not of menstrual allergy, but if it can reach from the walking, so she's Leo, and the Ramo says she's not Leo here, but the Ramo. But as far as the explanation of Rabbi Shimshin's deed is concerned, so the Taz is Chilkan Ramo. So he says, Ah, for Pishu will be your person. The Kobo came in Kam Shalim is Yashi. The Hochi will tell you after you will be done with the Mamesh. She go me is a Chicha. The Haime is a Adam Nido, she may be a Chicha, she will have Moke, Hoi Micho is a Chicha, Imo Adam Nidus, we be a Chitze. Eino is a Rez, we also tell you, like Isha Moke, we shall be came in. The Adam Nidus in the menu, Mashaim King Kam, Shah Moke Ratsme, Melech Adam Nimei. Vein ze derech rio shos foteiro. So he says, no. You see, the Ramos explains how the Shimshin's deen on the basis of the Damako. So he says, in the case where the bleeding takes place because of the Damako, so then it goes without saying that she's there. But Rabbi Shimshin is matter the issue, even in the case where it is established that this dam is really of menstrual origin, and she has a flow the same way as every woman has a flow. But because of her sickness, so the whole uterus dropped down into the vaginal canal, mimele, it comes out, the menstrual dam emanates in an unnatural way. So she's still there. But in a case where the bleeding takes place, not because of menstruation, then it goes without saying that she's there. Then we don't have to resort to Rabbi Shimshin's chiddush. Now, the strange thing is that even the Ramo, who says Damako, even from the Moke, is Teiro, is Chelkan Bess Yosef, but he still mentions a certain Loshen. I didn't want to discuss it by it. Now look into the document. Umashe kosa, vimamako vimoke ratmi ikonema vintamo. Yeshu tmei adem izboi on yul simen kufri zayen, vihaf vimamako vimoke atalunam bo, kishi yedu ashamako meitzidam. Vimke gam kam lomo vimisla gam kin adam, vichliches kipshat mashmoyis, vimra atur rab miruche, like the original pshat of the Bess Yosef in the tour rab miruche, vihaf odal vikoma vigmore. Rishke Kamapelis, Chticho Yeshim Adam Tmeo, Vim Lafteo. So the question is, why do we say? Why does the Gemara say? We learned that Gemara. Why does the Gemara say that if the woman had bought at the Chaticho, she discharged the Chaticho, and that Chaticho So if it was not heaven, drops of blood adhering to the surface of the Chatichosh is there. But if there are drops of blood adhering to the surface of the Chatichosh that she is shot, so then she is there. But since the drops of blood adhere to the Chatichosh, that means there is something the matter. I mean, a normal woman, a healthy woman, doesn't menstruate that way, doesn't menstruate. So that means that this dam. Even the mako from the mocker itself makes her into indo. Nire b'sham zu shehodi yodu asheneka iteiro b'chol inye mi'acha asheni derech riyah b'kach v'itzor l'chir. Dichotomy. So you see that the amor is not so certain that he damako from the mukhe. Damako from the mukhe here, so she still. You see, there are many poskim today in America, especially young poskim. So they paskim, a woman has an ulcer in the mukhe, they paskim that she still. They don't even know, I mean, that according to many rishonim, she's in need of more midrashim. You see that even the Rambam says here, "Vishamizu shehoni yodua sheneka teiro bicholimim miachah shemidelech riyeh b'tach." Now the Rambam is highly condemned on the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef shita is that even the dam that drips out from the chpiches that dropped into the Beis Achitzim, into the giant canal, so she's also there. When is she teiro? Only if no separate dam, dam by itself drips, but just chatiches that have drops of dam on them are discharged. But if liquid dam uncoupled with chatiches, so it drips down, then she's male, according to the Shabbat. The Rambam is chayot. But the Rambam, so he says, on one hand he says, because it's damako, on the other hand, but then he mentions the Gemara. The Gemara says, "In yeshimo dam pneyo," but it's still damako. Why is it pneyo? So he says, here is different, because over there, so the mokia was not leka, just the hatliko was leka. Mashim came here, the mokia itself was leka. The mokia itself was leka min kemo. The mokia itself was leka min kemo. So we see the Ramoshite is also like the Raivit. The Taz is not like the Raivit in any way. But the Ramoshite is also like the Raivit. The Ramoshite is that even if a woman discharges a Chatiho, but if that Chatiho has drops of blood on it, so then she is not the Gemara says. What will the Taz do with that Gemara? What will the Taz do with Gemara? Well, the Taz will have to say that she is male because those drops of blood are of menstrual origin. In other words, maybe, you see, in other words, because the woman is sick, so the male, the drops, the menstrual dam, flows over the Chatiche, and then the Chatiche is discharged, so we have really drops of blood. That's how the Taz will explain the Gemara. But according to Rambam, so it means even if the drops of blood that adhere to the surface of the Chatiche are not due to a menstruation process, it's still plain. Why? Because what is Nido? Nido means that she menstruates. Now, if you ask a doctor, he'll tell you that every menstruation process is a makor. But why? Because every month, so the veins in the walls of the uterus start, they start bursting, they become, because of the pressure of the blood in the veins, in the walls of the uterus, so they start bursting. And what is mako? What is mako? You take a knife and you cut your finger. So the burst opens up, the vein bursts, it opens up, the veins open up, they start bursting, so it produces blood. Here too! So, every menstruation is a damako. But it's a special kind of a damako. It's a special kind of a damako. It's a natural damako. This was installed in the nature, in the organism of the woman, that every month, So the vein should burst. It's a natural makor. It's a natural makor. But menstruation is the makor. Is the makor. So the male, because of that, even that's the reason as to why the Bible says that even the makor from the mokeh is male. Because every damido is a damak. It's a special kind of a damak. So even the Ramor, she is also like that. That the Ramor is only matir, the dam that comes out from the the dam that comes out, that drips down from the chtiches, from the mochia, that itself dropped into the vaginal canal, when the mochia itself fell into the besachitz. So it fell into the besachitz. So he says that this kind of damako, the Torah was mati. Why? Because, in other words, a damako that emanates. If the damako emanates from the mochia, and it comes out from the mochia, from the mochia into the vagina, so then that's damigo. But here, the mochia itself dropped into the vagina. And then the dam emanated from the chtichas ha-mokeh that was already in the vagina, not in its place. So then she stayed. Not because it's the damako. In other words, even the Rambam will be made it, that if a woman will have an ulcer or a growth, a polyp in the uterus, and that happens very often, a woman has a polyp in the uterus itself, and that polyp bleeds. So even according to the Rambam, she is in Edom. Only if the mochia itself is shaloi b'keinet, the mochia is suspended into the vaginal canal, and then that mochia, the walls of the uterus are shaloi b'keinet, they're not in the right position, they are in the vaginal canal, and then they bleed. So that kind of damako is not in Edom. So that's why the Rambam says, Mi'acha she'in derech chiyavikach. So the question is, why does he have to resort? No, the answer is the Rambam shita is also like the Raivet. The Taz is the one whose shita is completely not like the Raivet. But the Rambam shita is also like the Raivet. But from the Mele, that let the Rambam also be made. If a woman has an ulcer in the uterus, and it bleeds, even though it's not menstrual allergen, the doctor will tell you it's not menstruation. The woman is sick. She has an ulcer. Once the ulcer will be healed, she'll stop bleeding. So she's in Edom, according to the Rambam. She's in Edom. But if the mochia itself is shaloi b'keinet, and then that mochia starts bleeding, and the dam runs not from the mochia into the vaginal canal, but from the vaginal canal, it emanates, it drips down from the vaginal canal, that's not the rechiyah b'kach. So it's a tzivu of mako and not the rechiyah b'kach. Mashinkin, according to the Taz, so he says, the Tashit is not like the Raivet. In other words, in the case where it is due to a certain condition, then we don't have to resort to the time of Indarachiyavika. But the Rabbi Shimshon has reference to the case where the woman's womb dropped down into the vaginal canal. That happens especially among women who had many pregnancies, who had many children. So then the uterus drops down. So alright, Shane mentioned an extreme situation when she was so sick that even pieces of the womb, I mean, break off. That's already an extreme situation. But at the beginning of that condition, it doesn't take place, it doesn't break off, but it just drops down. And then if it is neglected, so then it might become very serious. So in other words, so the Taz says that Rabbi Shimshon is reference to the case where the womb has dropped down into the vaginal canal, and then a menstruation takes place. A menstruation, man is of menstrual allergen, but since the menstruation takes place not in Kenya, but in the vaginal canal, so maybe she's not here. That's the pshat of the Taz. So he says, merely after pushing in New York because of Ramon, we come walking to Tamsha, דוח הלכירו אפילו לדם מדממש, שבו מייסך תיכו דיים שאדם מידו שאי, מייסך תיכסו המוקר, ויביכו יצחת תיכו עם האדם מייסך ניסח יצא. אין מסרץ, לא יוספתן רואה כשהמוקר משם כאלה, ואדם ויצא ממנו, מה שאין כי כאן שהמוקר עצמי מריח אדם מיני. Even though it's a man's full average of amish, but since the process to explain שלוי בן כאלה, so it's in the archive because so she's with that. When the archive shows a tale, we can't do a little rush in the sources on Shane. We hold down the machine, the damn little pirush, any devil damn need to slow me to say in the end. Harry Manish was your hearty. When can Shayokos with the Mata Crow? Of he say, I feel who be shas vesto, mutter. זה הדין כי שריוסו משומך אשל לא שרבו בסיטי שכוס השום דווקא שרוי משספסטו וחם מכוס הפרום אלו שמרי חומי זה על כוס הדיפי זה נמותר לבין וסק לבסק זה זה בא ואית חולך רמו והחמיר שצור שתיבית עצמו בשור של אינפלמות של מזחיצים ויתרו ולקחת את הדם that will discuss next year. ואם נראה שום חילוב בין שפיפילה לאחר מפילה בזה, ויסוד עם השיר או יש שליטים בזה, אם מסעניק כמי שפיפילה לאחר, ואני לא יודע כזאת. אני מביס בך, סוד השח מן של זה, אינסיקטס, אפילו רואה, סוכוס את הבך, משמע נסביר, אני מבין ומבוטקו, בישור של איכו, ולו נראה, that's all part and parcel לראש של הבך, ולו נראה is also part and parcel לראש של הבך. אלא דווקא בינון בבישס נפלוסו ובסחיצן בוטקו ולראו עשו שום דם כבר אלא לאחר כך כשהויום בסחיצן לא הויום סוף לסקף ולראיס כל זמן שאיסח תיכס בסחיצן ותיר על נשים ש... So, בואו, so the taz is massic on the bach the shach is not massic on the bach and the bach is not so difficult at all. It looks strange. At first, it looks very strange. So he says, when do we say that the initial is neka mocha shu, but uch mechtiche is boso, neflin b'isachitzin, so he's teiro only at the time of the nefile. When? The moment, let's say on Saturday, on Sunday morning. So that happened to her. The mocha, the wound, was detached from its position, and it dropped down into the vagina canal. So then, once it happened, Sunday morning, let's say, this happened, she put in a piece of cloth, and she took it out, she left it for some time, then she took out a piece of cloth, and it's clean, no doubt. Then, a day later, she starts bleeding. So that shows that the flow started when the womb was already in the vaginal canal, because the a moment after the womb was neka and came up and dropped into the vaginal canal, she made it decay, she didn't find any down. So apparently the flow didn't start as long as the mokia was when came up, so it didn't bleed yet. When did it start? When did the mokia start bleeding? After it was in the vaginal canal. So the male is not male. Because when she pneo, if the flows originates in the mokia, but if the flow originates in the vaginal canal, then she is not pneo. Masheike, even the time when it's neka, she makes a dike. At the time when you feel it, she makes a dike, and she finds contaminated, and she finds the piece of cloth contaminated with dam, so then we are hinching. Then the achishish, maybe some drops of blood came out before the mokhe was detached. So then it was a real flow. That's the pshat in the back. It's not so strange at all. Especially the Taz could have agreed with the Bazdin, but he doesn't agree. I mean, he doesn't agree. It doesn't make any difference. Even, in other words, even if the flow started at the time when the Akira took place, so it's still not the Akira. But the Bach Shita is not straight at all. Alright. Now, for next time, so of course we have to finish the Shachts, and then we have to start Simen Kuf Pites. Simen Kuf Pites is your basic Simen. The long
Yeah, I'll be a half hour.
se mi copriremo. Col mare rode, venne che io avevo e ogni clei, vi chiedi col mare ciò che era vinto e era la mare l'uova. Mi nattengo e mi chiedo alla heine di Maris. La heine di Maris is like dama cose, water, I mean blood, that is wrong, and then you have kikarko, the cloak is red, it's also red. So then you have many adomo, certain types of sand that is red when it's put in water. So that reddens the water. So that kind of red. And then yai hamozo, a diluted red wine. So, and also shochekini. These are the five maras that are coming at table. But if it's not that kind of red, or if it's not that kind of black, like gini, it's not only. But then we amach. He says the shach says v'chachom nechmir shemulite v'idam lidam. He also kol mare hamidah adinus yechshir kol mare shemulizavki adinus ba. In other words, but the notion v'chachom nechmir indicates that it's chachom is chachom, not gain. Because whenever something is chachom is gain, we wouldn't say chachom nechmir. Stam chachom nechmir means chachom is chazal. Now that is the shite of the Rambam. However, the shite of the Rambam means that it's only mitzakakon es again that every reddish tinge, every blackish tinge. Now, according to the Rambam, so it is an integral part of the takonis tabzeira of mitzisroel rechmir olatzi. Right. Vechshiru kol mare she'ilu isapkin ba'admum islam. Lobon but in Lobon Legamda, Elokimari Begad Lobon Shmachor Abba Oto, Shehu Kol Abba Musa, when the whiteness faded away, came up, Uloiki Tumus Adeshim Sina Vashim Vot in Gadi Vizem. Shigaru Zeh, Lichon Tishi Shomai Tid Roi Sinua Gol Hapo Hegye, Bili Shom Gimbo Kwa. Now it's in the Yidom, it's not Lobon Legamda. But, so it's also Torah. Yorich, so yorich means two, either green or yellow. Because of a bar, I'm a shinisha yorich because of a seed. How it is nishtam alacha shem isyabi shakese, you nase odin with things of clay. The shinekam in our blue, who loko, you nase yorich, or shem isyabi shkum in America, shohol yo odin with chilo, the lochem is yobi mar yorich, the lochem with yamira, the idol ach, the yirubi and the yadomara shem isyabi. Now the Bach, so he says, we need a king. We need a king. We need a king. The Taz is Masik and the Bach. That's the Marim Agolus Eshike. And the Shach is also Masik and the Bach. Now, he says, that Zucker is a king. The king of the king of the king of the king. The king of 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 the So the Bach says two things. One thing is not controversial. Everybody agrees. Suppose at the time of the discharge, so it looked yellow, but then while it was moist at the very outset, then when it dried up, after a number of hours, when it dried up, so you saw a reddish tinge in it. Sometimes it happens. In other words, that when it's moist, you don't notice any redness, but when it dries up, you do notice. And sometimes just the reverse. When it's dry, you don't notice it, but when it's moist, so you do see the redness. In other words, that's why sometimes it's necessary. You see, if it is, let's say, definitely yellow, so then, it will be yellow no matter what you do. But sometimes it's a borderline case. It looks yellowish, but you have a suffix. Maybe it has a reddish tinge. Maybe, and it's not so easy to determine. So there, if you moisten it, you put a drop of water on it, so you might be able to determine.
So in other words, it works either way. Sometimes, in other words, here the Bach says that sometimes when it's moist, so you don't notice, you can't see any redness, but when it dries up, you see in the end, you see a certain redness. And vice versa is also possible. Vice versa. So, no one is afraid that if later on, after it dried up, we did notice a redness, so then of course it's male. But, the Bach says, since that is possible, this happens sometimes, so in every case, when a kesem is presented before a kohen and he sees it's yellow, he shouldn't be hasty in passing, but he should wait until it dries up and look at it again. And this being, so both the Taz and the Shach, everybody is hairy, because two is possible, but we don't have to conjure up extra sources, just because sometimes such a thing happens. Azukirin is a loy mazik. That's a problem. Hashavo, that means yellow. Or yes, we can have a mezzo, the yellow grenade, kafo di posi. The Rosh Nacher, the Chimara Shekirin, the Rosh Nacher, blue, if I'm yellow. So in other words, actually, this is a chidesh, that blue is also the chavyorek. We find in the Chazal, in the Mor, in the Medresh, that yorek sometimes is referenced to green, sometimes it is referenced to yellow. But that yorek should have referenced to blue, that's a big chidesh. We don't find it. On the contrary, in Chazal, in the Mor, or the Medresh, so blue is called chidesh. That's the name. Yorek can be yellow or green, but blue is called cheles. Even though, I mean, we have mitzaras rore, we have to say mitzaras rore. Even though, as far as the expressions of yorek in Chazal is concerned, so I don't know of any yorek in Chazal that is descriptive of blue. I don't know, I mean, we're in Iran, but I don't know. And yorek many times in Chazal is descriptive of green, many times is descriptive of yellow. But what the Ramos says makes good sense, because if the term yorek in Chazal sometimes is descriptive of yellow green, and sometimes it is descriptive of yellow, so the question is, why should it, the same word be descriptive of two different colors? After all, we don't find that the same word would be used in respect to black and white. Why not? Because black and white, there is such a wide divergence. Now, if you look up, let's say in the Encyclopedia Britannica, the spectrum of colors, so you'll see that blue is much closer to green than yellow is. So how come, so here in Chazal, the term yorek is descriptive sometimes of yellow and sometimes of green, so it's mistaver. There is a missing link, I mean, because there is more of a divergence between yellow and green than there is between blue and green. So in Meila, that's why the Rambam says, V'chei mare shekiri v'rosh nacher blue v'chol yorek. Because the fact that the same word is descriptive of yellow and green, and so between yellow and green there is blue. Blue is closer to green than yellow. All right. In same thing, the Chiddush of Zushim is the Eket Vidam Shalom. Eimo Misne Chalchavato Shearas Ado. Dom. Vyomo Lo Kedam Zeh Shalom Cheras Ado Manu Yudrim Chochem Iki. Hakim Ter Shrash. Umevi Abach. Mi Umash Mati Meres Dam Zeh Ui Kesem Zeh Tiyo Ya Chochem Nemes. Now it's the Ishe Esther Mer Nemes. There is no doubt that the Ishe Esther Mer. Because it happened to be so. And especially in regard to Nido. So that's the posik of the Sokol Ola Atzmo. So the last mio mashma di neres dam zeu kesem zetio le hachem ben zvach amun ben kesem adla ki mashma li. So the only reason is why she's not in menes, not she She doesn't have any credibility. She has credibility, but we don't consider her as the biggest expert. She says that in another month, a chacham was mitaya, the same kind of guest. So, for that, it's not just a question of credibility, whether she's honest, whether she lies or not. It's a question of competence also. So really, we cannot rely on what she says. She says that it's the same, but maybe there was a little difference, and that little difference makes all the difference in the world between Tommy and Toya. But if she says that Chochem was behind me, that gets it, so then she's an ass. Kotzvati is a very good yard, you have a little bit of In other words, that we do not say that the Baal should not, because he's in Giyavigogo, so the Mele, he should not be able to pass the Shiras to each day. The answer is, Nigeya is a Psuri in the moments, but in Psuri there is no aloche that the Nigeya has no moments. On the contrary, in the moments, in the Psuri, so Alatzmeh, as it appears from Gemara, in Gittin, in Amizokin, so the violinist sometimes has more pneumonias than not the violinist in Israel. In the pneumonias, so then there is a thing of Negea. Negea has no pneumonias. But in Israel, so there is no soul of pneumonias. So because of that, Yochimim is Meishne, Yochimim is Meishne. וכן נשאו שנקע מוקר שלו וכנחתי חצבוס עומדים וזכית סיטק כוס הבא ליצור חינו ומייסה אם יש לו הוקר כיוון לי גם הטייס וסקיפיות כיוון לי גם דעס הטייס וסקיפיות של רש אני שואל משמע שור דווקא כשראי את דם מידס בכתיכה אבל כשהכתיכה סליף וסמימנו ולא דם הסתיר. So in other words, the Bach is chelik. The Bach is chelik on the Psach of Ramot. Even though the Psach of Ramot, Mechaber and Ramot, on the contrary, the Mechaber is more maker than Ramot, because the Mechaber is maker even in the case where the dam just drops by itself. Dam. Pure and simple, uncoupled with chatiches, drips. So it's also metaris. And the Ramah limited to the case when there is a discharge of chatiches, that have drops of dam adhering to the surface. But if just pure dam drips, so according to Ramah, she is not metaris. But the Bach is more Mach. The Bach is even Machmir in the case where the Ramo is made. Where is Ramo made here? The Bach is Machmir in the case where the Besiose is made. Even the case where the Besiose is made. Because according to Ramo, so even if it. So the Ramo says, after Boaz Adam calls Mancha, he stays, or even if he drips. Just down, uncoupled Chatiches. But according to this Yosef and Mechaber, only when the Chatiches are discharged. But the Chatiches have drops of dam adhering to the surface. So he stays. So the Bach is Chiluk in one way. Why is it Chiluk? Because the whole Mokia for this being is the Shita of Rabbi Shimshon. And that's based upon Rabbi Shimshon Pshat in Abaye. It's based upon Rabbi Shimshon Pshat in Abaye. אמר הבאי בשביל פרס כל העולם לא יפליגו יותר כי פליגה בחתיך מה עושה בדל כשמי שאול יריז דם בחתיך ומה עושה בה אין דל כשמי שאול יריז דם בחתיך so how does that mean שימשם so the Rosh mentions the Rosh Rabbi Yeruchem over the Shem mentioned the Pshat of Rabbi Shimshon
So how is it that Rabbi Shimshon explained a bias eretz? Keep reading the Hatichot. Ma'asova, Darko Shalisho, Liris Dam the Hatichot. Ma'asova, Darko Shalisho, Liris Dam the Hatichot. In other words, both are made the Bishifere, she is there. But the link between Kadaleza and the Hachoni is, and the reason as to why Bishifere is there. Of course, it is a Sakosu. It's all the way Bishifere. But what Zerzakosu is expressed, what Allah is expressed by this Zerzakosu. So according to Rabbeinu, Bishifere, the Psoro of the Lord Bishifere implies a deal of Chatzitze. In other words, if the rear is down, the discharge of down does not come in conflict. If the down does not come in conflict with Psoro, so Mele, she's with that. So that's only Shaya, if he's a Shifere. But suppose she discharges the discharge of the Fatiho and the Apkoi, and the Apkoi in the, it clefts in the Fatiho outside, and then in the clefts you find drops of dam, so then it does touch the Bosor of the Isha. So there was no Katsitsi. So she's male. But she ain't king. The Hakonim, they say, there's a Sakosu of the Psalmish Venice is not the expressive of the din of Chatzitza because there is no idea, there is no content. No, but it's not the derech, it's not the natural way of the menstrual discharge. That's not the natural way. So the melee, so that's al bishifere, so it's not the natural way. It's not derech zivas minus. So the melee, if she discharges the chaticho, there's a coin in his cleft, and in the cleft there are drops of blood. That blood, even if it is established that the drops of blood are of menstrual origin, she's still terrible because it's not the ordinary way of having the flow. That's not the ordinary way, it's not natural. Oh, so the melee, that's how the shimshim shah. So the shimshim says, and then, and she sees down, it's not a natural way, I mean, for down, let's say, for tiches, to fall out, you know, from the mocking, to drip, it's not the natural way for a menstrual flow to take place, to drip that way, so maybe she's still. So the whole mokeh is Rabbi Shimshon's pshat in the Gemara of Abaye. But Rashi explains it differently, and Tosfos is another pshat in Abaye. So that's the asoge of the Bach against the Psak. Not only of the Ramor, even of the Mechaber, because the Mechaber is more machmir than the Ramor. So the Bach is more machmir even than the Mechaber. So he says, because of a Bach, because about the Tzorchim and Maisim Yesh Lohokim, Kim Yigam Taz Atenz Es Kibir Shal Rashi. In other words, the whole deal is based upon the Rash Pshat in Abaye, but Rashi is another Pshat, and Tesis doesn't have Rashi's Pshat, but Tesis applies Abaye's Teretz to a case of Chatichas Bosor Shasuyo Kimish Teretz, a tubular Chaticho. So this din, according to Rashi's Pshat, this din is not mentioned. That according to Rashi's Pshat, so Rashi says, "Keep reading the Chaticho, and the Pluye Pluye." The Chanukami so the Pshat will not be Chaticho. Our Dam and Nirav Koyin Tome, the Pshat can be Rabbanu Baskoye Sovre, at the Pluye Pluye, they are Dein Zedam Nido. And things we understand Rashi is saying that what does Rashi mean? Ein Zedam Nido, not that it's not natural. It's not a legal, it's not a mental origin. It's not a mental origin. So this aloha, that if there is a menstrual flow, but the menstrual flow is an unnatural way, she is stable, is only true according to Rashi's pshat in Abaye, but not according to Rashi's pshat, and not according to Tosfos' pshat. So that's why the Bach is here. Now the Rashi says, but of course that's not like Tosfos' understanding of Rashi. Because Tosfos' understanding of Rashi is that when Rashi says, after the Rabbon Basra Sabra, we take all the Damido, so it means that it's not Damido, it's not ministry of living, it's a different kind of living. So Tezen says the Kasha. So Tezen the Kasha. Because we can hash the Mizrach and the Stam, the Chir of Pirush in Damides, we have a Kahu, the Dao for Yidin Bishperet. You also have a Damides in Amokia, and we can Dao for Yidin is based in Yidin. So things is in the Spirit Rashi is saying that in the Damida means it's not menstrual bleeding. Not it's unnatural bleeding. It's unnatural menstrual bleeding, but it's not menstrual bleeding altogether. Not menstrual bleeding altogether. So, this din of the Rash is told in the Pshat in Abaye. That's why the Bach is read. Now the Roch HaShulchan, so he says that Rashi doesn't mean in the Damido because it's not menstrual bleeding. Because Rashi himself concludes that in the Damido, the Indago Shom Yisom in the Damachat. So Rashi also means the same thing. That's why the Roch HaShulchan says. So, that Rashi also means the same thing. But his less understood Rashi is saying the Inzid Amido because it's not menstrual bleeding. Not that it's unnatural at menstrual bleeding. So that's why the Bach is really, and this thing of the mention by the Mechaber and the Rambam. Right. So he says, Ein Shom, Mashma Shom Davke Kishereye Damidens Bichtichon. Aber Kishachich Es Lekret Mimeno Veloi Dam Is Dehero. The Lidam is there. So, only the Shereya Damide is Bechaticho. Aber Kishachich Es Lekret Mimeno Veloi Is Dehero. Afil Roaso, Dam, so the Ramo is Chilik and Mechaber, and the Ramo says that even if just Dam, I'm coupled with Chatiches, drips down from the Moke or the Dwarf into the vaginal canal, so she's also there. Kosa Babach, Masha Mitzvah Lo Ibinon, the Bot Kobi Shoshan Eko, the Lemire, El Adapke Binon, the Shas Mikiloso, the Beisachit Sein Bot Kobi, the Lirwasa Shun Dam Kwal, El Adlacha Kachti, the Hoy, the Beisachit Sein, 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 the Tier of Shin, the Beisachit Sein, the So that's what the Bach says, and the Taz is Chilek, we saw in Sif, hey, the Taz is Chilek, but the Bach's Shite is not so straight. The Bach says that when she mutares only if at the time when the detachment of the Mokia, the breaking off of the Mokia happened, so immediately after she felt that the Mokia became detached and dropped, so she didn't find the Nidah. Then later on, so let's say next day or hours later, she made another decay and then she saw that. So the fact that she made a decay at the time immediately after the Mokia dropped and she didn't find the Nidah was a joke. That the dam was not discharged from the uterus. Did not come out from the uterus because she made it immediately after the uterus dropped down into the vaginal canal, she made it because she didn't find any dam. But let's say 5 hours later, she saw dam. What does it mean? That the dam came out already from the vaginal canal, not from the mochia. From the mochia. So the male, she stayed off. But if at the time, immediately as the mochia drops, so she makes a decay and she finds dam, so that means that the dam dripped down from the mochia. Simultaneously, the dropping. So dam dripped down from the mochia. So there, it's derech midobeka. It's derech dam midobeka. So then she's made up. That's the sheep. All right. It's a little machlas machlas. The Ushin in the Sodom, the Ezim, and the Tzor, it's very, she's put the silence, and the Ezim, she's an Ohe, she's a Mika Ben, she's a Tichetposo, she's a Zichan Dach. ובסיוס, עד כאן שניסיוס, וזכר, מי שקוצה, ומה שקוצה, ומה יראה, כאן ידוע לו שאיך המוקר שלו, אם כי גם כאן, אם הוא רבי שיוס, אתם יכולים, דאגו לא יתיקה, הוא ידוע שאם זה גם קופו רק שהמוקר נקע, ולא יוצרח להתיר על השונים, וזה עד מדרך אלו, כן יראה. דומי נשתר מזדק שבדקת. Why that deduction is accurate? Because if it is Yitzchichichovo, so then we say in Yitzchichachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach Moshe begann zu essen, und der kam zu mir in der und stand zwischen den Hanwesen und Jerusalem. Der kam dort, ab kam ich in der Rufe. Masch, wenn ich auch in Jerusalem habe, ich das durchschrieben, heimlich ich mir gesagt. In other words, when in the temperature of Pushri is the same temperature as of Stephen. Aber in Jerusalem, we don't really see Sivim, die was, dann die Tücher, in der Kastri, und das, was dann muss ich am Tücher, aber ich bin koi, masch, in die Noche, ich habe mir Hadam, und da wir Tücher. Wie darf ke, wie ich auch, wie ich auch besser. Wie und wir haben das jetzt, in Gott, wenn wir kommen, von Masch, Rotter, wenn wir nur fahren, שיבר יצליח אומר את מה שירא יחד את זה הרבה שהריבות כשבור אלוהים לא נמדע אין נמדע הכל ממכה שבדוק ודעת כדי שתהיה יש לו וס וס ושאלו את משעס וס וכשנדבו אלה ממכה לא יוצאים לקופריזה so so he says that that we only in other words in this market or so it's really more so then she is there or so it's only in the issue she is for this the shaloi bishas vesa so he so he needs to be in place in the power of the bishas vesa to loi so the dollar will be in the same cotizar in the system so also if you have a damn the head you tell me my cost of bishas vesa come down and you will be a new layer and the whole area in a damn the wrong innovation the you can have a bishas vesa to the hell so I mean the very strong as of the Ramo the Ramo says that if she had a dish that of winds of red things like red insects and then so then we have to put it in lukewarm water and if it dissolves so she stays it's a riot it's consumed blood but if it doesn't dissolve so she stays so the Ramo says we doubt the Isha she is for better she is for better but the Isha she is for better and the time when she expects a period she had a discharge of those sweepers of the Yakush Madumi so then she is a son of God. So the Shach is Matzah. What difference does it mean? When we say that the Shach Vesto, in Shachishma, that's the Shach Vesto, so she's a Shach Vesto, even if a woman had a Dish Lagoda, but she knows she has a mark. She has a mark. The question is this blood, did this blood emanate from a mark, or this blood is menstrual blood? So then we say, if it's not just this store, so then we assume, we take it for granted, that it's from the market. But if it's just this store, so here is money for. So then we cannot assume that it came from the market. So then on the contrary, we assume that it's menstrual bleeding because she expects bleeding at that time. So over there she has a discharge of down. Here she didn't have a discharge of down, she has a discharge of pieces, of particles. And those particles were dumped in lukewarm water and they didn't dissolve. So that goes, it's a brio, it's not congealed blood. So why should you realize the world? It's all here, you shouldn't have been to the other one. That the test is a theorinia, it is that time being a dam, but there is a tail on the Shasresta. The Abga, the dam, market to the Rambam, the Rajbo, the tail on the Shasresta. I mean, we see that according to the Rambam and the Rajbo, so it's table even just less to manage. So we explain it. How is it? How do we say that? Because if protector all she expects the period, so why should we attribute it to the macro even just less to? The answer is because usually when a woman does have the period, it's coupled with a certain kind of sensation, a rush. So of course, if she has a real dam, and it's coupled with that. What is of course the Rambam and the Rajbo will also say that she is playing. But
Shunin Hay and Nida, Yitzchak Elo Hay.